Praise the Lord, and good morning. A meditation this morning will be from Exodus 20, verse 12, reading from the King James Version. Honor thy father and mother, that thy days may be long upon the land, which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Today is a very special day, so I will not be honoring fathers. I'm going to honor mothers today. So happy Mother's Day. Mothers are very special. They bring us into this world, and they stand beside us during the most difficult of times, and they nurture us, and they take care of us by making sure that we're well fed and that we're clothed properly, and before we encounter the elements, that we get to bed on time and that we get the rest that we need, and all the little things that many people that are not mothers would take for granted. Mothers are special in that way, and they were placed here to do that nurturing and that caregiving. The word says in Jeremiah that before I formed thee in thy mother's womb, I knew thee. And if you know somebody, you know what they need. And he knew exactly what was needed for our growth and our development. And he knew who was needed as well. As a species, we are unable to care for ourselves in our infancy. And as well as we grow from adolescence to adulthood, we need a mother to watch over and protect us. And the Lord has provided us with someone who is just perfect for that job. It's wonderful that women have been given that assignment. And many are blessed to have children and to be that mother and to be there for that child. But then things happen. And it causes mothers not to be on the scene. And so he designed it so that there'd be someone to step up and take the place of that natural mother. And that person is usually in the form of a great-grandmother, a grandmother, a godmother, an aunt, a sister, an adopted mother. And if we were to investigate other cultures, we would find other titles or names for the mothers that step up to take the place of the natural mothers to nurture and raise their children. Each mother has a common thread that links them and makes them unique. And I think I find it in the last sentence of the verses in 1 Corinthians 13:13. But the greatest of all virtues is love. Mothers have a huge capacity for love. I think that I haven't encountered anyone in my life that can tell me that their mother did not love them, even when they were the recipient of much needed correction. So to all mothers, I congratulate you. I call you mothers of all flavors because you come in different sizes and shapes and colors and nationalities, but they're all still mothers. Mothers know each other, and that's amazing in itself. It's a wonderful thing to be embraced by your mom. I love my mom. I loved her embrace. Yeah, and I even loved her hand of correction, too. Today is a special day for each mother. So with that, I salute you. I congratulate you. I pray God's blessing upon each of you. May you continue to be a blessing and a beacon in the lives of your children, so that when they look upon you each day, they can call you blessed. Shall we pray? Our Father in heaven, we thank you this morning for being God all by yourself. We thank you for your creation of each and every person. We thank you especially for mothers because you have made them the vehicle for us to be here. And you did it from the very beginning, and you haven't changed in all these years. And we thank you for our mothers. We pray, Lord, that you continue to bless them and give them what they need. Give them the strength. Give them the encouragement and give them the special crowns and laurels and flowers and all the applause that they need, Father, because you have placed them here to do special work for you. And they stand in the gap for many of us, Father, and we thank you for them. We ask you, Father, to remember our first responders and their families, Father, as they are still on the job doing whatever they're doing as paramedics, as emergency service personnel and law enforcement. And we ask for their families, Father. We ask you to remember our healthcare workers, Father, as they continue to work and provide services and care for those that are suffering from the virus and other illnesses as well, Father. We ask you to remember those that are going through bereavement. Continue to embrace each one, Father, and let them know that you're standing by their side and giving them the comfort that they need. Remember their families as well, Father, because they too are going through something. We ask you, Father, to remember our pastor as she continues to meet the needs of the congregation and all who call upon her. We thank you, Father, for her. We ask you to continue to bless her in her body, bless her in her mind, bless her in her soul, Father, and give her the message that is for us today, Father, and help us to continue to follow her lead as you lead her and she leads us, Father, and help us to be obedient. Remember our civic leaders and help us to be obedient to the instructions that they give us to endure this time, Father, that we're going through. We know, Father, this is just a short time, and in time we will be back on track, but we have to be patient. So continue to give us the patience that we need, Father, and give us the courage to stand, Father, and give us the ability to lean on you for all that we need, Father, because you are there for us, and we thank you for being there for us. We thank you, Father, for all these things that you do, and we thank you, Father, for all the things that you are doing and will do. In the name of your Son, Jesus, we say, amen. God bless you, everyone.